The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him, and after they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. Why do you think the friends of the paralytic went to so much trouble to bring their friends to Jesus? I mean, first to carry him to go there, then realizing they can't get to Jesus, to go on the roof and take the roof off, lower him through the roof. Why did they do that? I think there's maybe two reasons why they did that. First, they believed that Jesus could heal them. They had faith. But I think the second reason that sometimes we forget about is because they cared about their friend. They cared so much about their friend that they were willing to do what they did for him. And he was just a friend, not even a family member. We are called to be like those friends that brought the paralytic to Jesus. That's when we talk about becoming or being missionary disciples. That's what it's all about, bringing others to Christ, not only for physical healing or other physical needs, but most importantly, for our spiritual healing, so that one day they may have an inheritance in eternal life. So the question for us this morning is, we all know people who are not necessarily close to Jesus. Do we believe in Jesus to the point that we're willing to bring our friends to Christ? Or maybe we believe in Jesus but don't love our friends that much, or our family members, our co-workers. Which is it? If we believe in who Jesus is and he promises eternal life, why aren't we trying everything we can to bring our families, friends, those we care about and love to Jesus like those friends did? Today, we are invited to become like them, to become missionary disciples, bringing people closer to Christ so that one day they can have eternal life.